Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Beyond Our Understanding. From our perspective, things often don't make a lot of sense. People often find it difficult to make sense of what is happening in and around them. Some have so much difficulty making sense of things that they see death as the only solution. It could be their own death, the death of someone else, or both. Recently, a group of people were arrested because they were unable to nonviolently make sense of public health safety measures that were put in place by the governor to help prevent the spread of a deadly virus to the citizens of the state of Michigan. They were charged with plotting to murder others to overthrow the government. Many people have trouble living with and processing things they don't understand. It leads many to ask, "Where is that God you keep talking about?" They say, "What good comes from all the things we are suffering from?" And what kind of God would permit such things to happen? And other similarly worded questions. They ask questions that seek to make sense out of a loving God and what they see and experience in their own and the lives of other people. But the answers they seek are beyond our understanding. This is what the Apostle Paul concluded when he saw how God uses disobedience and disbelief as his means to save all mankind by offering them mercy. He concluded that God's judgments, wisdom, and knowledge is unsearchable and bottomless, there that no one is able or qualified to counsel him or give him anything as to place him into their debt, but that God is behind everything, because all things are from him, through him, and for him. Therefore, things don't have to and will not always make sense to us. We don't have the mind and wisdom of God in order to make sense of what God is doing. But as Christians and believers, God requires that we have faith in his judgment, wisdom, and knowledge, even though we don't understand it. He knows what he is doing and why he is doing it this way, though it may not make sense to us. And all this seemingly contradiction between love and suffering, God commands us to seek forgiveness and love others the way we would want others to love us. If people would just do that, it wouldn't end all suffering as we now know and experience it, but it would go a long way to relieving much of it. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices, and don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the daily Sunday school Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.